Yeah, it's ended here. It's been a real slaughter match. Ended 6-0 in Mailigan's boys. Goals by Paul Heatley and Jordan Owens, made it 2-0 at half time. Then Philip Lowry made it 3-0 before, and substitute Owens coming off. McGonigal came on, their new signing. 30 minutes gone, it was a penalty by Heatley, brought down. Forsyth took it, keeper saved it, but Forsyth following up, hit the rebound home. Rory Hale then made it 4-0, was about 20 minutes to go, and then Paul Heatley made it 5, and the last goal was scored by a substitute, Paul McElroy. It really could have been 9 or 10. They were toiling with Institute the whole match, especially the second half. Institute down to 10 men didn't help things. They used all their substitutes, but they don't think Sean O'Neill had one safety making in the Crusaders goal. It was a same man against, well, you can see why Crusaders are on top of the league. They're a very, very good side, but they weren't extended today. They're under no pressure whatsoever for the full 90 minutes. Desperation times for Institute, just a 1 point and conceding goals at an awful rate. 6 gone on today. It's been a disastrous day for them. Crowd left early with the crowd, it was a sparse crowd, and of course with an entertainment like this with Institute, they're not going to draw many more followers. They've got to improve drastically if they're going to remain in this league this year. It's going to be a real battle and a tough battle for them. It's finished at the Brandywell Institute 0, Crusaders 6.